This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. In this part of the program, we're going to hear what it sounds like to prepare for a disastrous hurricane. 4 weeks ago, local, state, and federal officials were getting ready for Katrina to hit New Orleans. And for the first time this morning, we're going to hear tapes of what they said. Authorities held a series of private conference calls days before the storm. Until now, participants have only mentioned that these calls took place, but the hours of recordings obtained by NPR take us inside the discussions. In the tapes, you will hear the mayor of New Orleans, the governor of Louisiana, and other officials discussing shortcomings in the preparations. NPR's Daniel Zwerdling reports.
Picture the Emergency Command Center in Baton Rouge. It's a huge room crammed with desks and computers and giant video screens. 3 days before Katrina hits, dozens of key officials from state and federal agencies go to their crisis consoles. They pick up their phones and patch in mayors and parish presidents all across the state. And they begin a series of sprawling conference calls to coordinate how they're going to protect citizens from Katrina. They'll hold these calls every 3 or 4 hours over the next few days. They start each one with a roll call.
National Guard, Joint Operations Center.
General Downer and staff.
FEMA.
FEMA is here. This is Sandy Coachman.
Louisiana State Police Headquarters.
Colonel Whitehorn is on the call. Colonel Boost is in the
air. The man who's presiding is a colonel named Jeff Smith. He's deputy director of Louisiana's Office of Emergency Preparedness.
National Weather Service.
Been a fairly dramatic shift going to the west of the computer guidance that the Hurricane Center looks at, and the Hurricane Center made a fairly unusual shift.
Frank, please hold on. Mute your phones, please. Somebody's playing music in the background, and it's very disruptive. Please mute your phones. Frank, go ahead.
These conference calls were not supposed to be public, but a local official named Walter Maestri recorded them. He runs emergency operations in the biggest suburb of New Orleans, and Maestri says he decided to give us these tapes because the public should know how government leaders do their jobs. When you listen to these meetings in hindsight, you hear warning signs that there are going to be problems. Saturday, 7:30 a.m., Mayor Ray Nagin tells the group he's worried about when they're going to evacuate the population. If community leaders tell their residents to leave all at the same time, there could be gridlock.
I'm very concerned right now because if the governor and Aaron Broussard and Ray Nagin go out at noon and start talking about evacuation, we are going to alert almost 1 million people to hit the road.
And Mayor, I understand your concern and what we would ask. And by the way, we greatly appreciate your willingness to work and support the plan. But I think we do have a few more hours to kind of work that out.
They hold the next conference call only 3 hours later, Saturday, 10:30 a.m. Local officials warn they're going to have trouble opening emergency shelters for sick people. 5 years ago, state and federal officials agreed there has to be a network of shelters for people who need electricity to power their oxygen tanks and dialysis machines and other medical equipment. But here it is 2 days before Katrina, and they can't find generators to run them.
The generators have been a problem. Sometimes that can preclude a response, especially if you put electrically dependent patients in that special needs shelter. You're looking at a very different operation with no power. Certainly, the generator can be our showstopper.
Now it's Saturday night. They start this conference call at 9:30 p.m.
We are now joined by Governor Blanco.
Thank you, everyone.
At this point, most communities have only told their residents, we recommend that you evacuate. Kathleen Blanco says she's worried.
I want to emphasize the importance of getting as many people out as we possibly can. I mean, in the low-lying areas, we have to have near 100% evacuation. Now, it occurred to me that a lot of people went to bed last night thinking that hurricane was going to Florida. If they've been busy all day with their children and stuff like that and haven't been by a TV or a radio, the chances are good that tonight they're finding out about it for the first time. I think a lot of people will show up at their churches. I would urge you to contact your pastors of the various churches and ask them to let people say a few prayers, but tell them to go home and pack and get out.
It's the next morning, Sunday, 7:30 a.m. Hurricane Katrina has become even more powerful overnight. They expect it to hit the coast in 24 hours, and everybody's sounding even grimmer. The colonel who's been running these meetings, Jeff Smith, rallies the troops.
I encourage you to make sure that you get some rest. A lot of times people, in the throes of battle like this, fail to take care of themselves. You can only take care of your people if you take yourself.
Smith tells local officials in the parishes, be sure you figure out what kinds of emergency help you'll need after the hurricane passes by, and then be sure to ask us to send it.
You focus on the next 24 hours, what you feel like will be the most critical task. Look out, see what your shortfalls may be, and please start planning for those critical activities that are going to occur over the next 24 to 36 hours.
Now it's Monday, August 29th, 7:30 a.m. Hurricane Katrina has arrived, and local officials like Walter Maestri in Jefferson Parish are already reporting widespread destruction.
We have unconfirmed reports of building collapses on the West Bank. We have unconfirmed reports of significant flooding on the East Bank around the hospital.
Maestri ticks off the kinds of supplies the parish urgently needs, and Smith will tell him to send the requests over a computer system. They call it E-team.
We're going to need to make some requests for commodities and or fuel and so forth. Is that, we want to handle that through E-team, Colonel?
Absolutely.
Okay. Medical resources and requests of FEMA assistance from the FEMA stockpile. Again, through E-team?
Absolutely. Same source, and we've got the FEMA sitting shoulder to shoulder with us, and we'll turn and we'll act on it just as soon as we get the request.
Very good.
As we know by now, FEMA and other agencies took days to get supplies to the people who needed them. In fact, 11 days after the hurricane, Colonel Jeff Smith organized one more conference call to see how things were finally shaping up. This call is Friday, September 9th, 9:30 a.m., and officials on the call, like Walter Maestri, are openly angry at FEMA. He says raw sewage has been leaking into the streets in Jefferson Parish, including right outside the hospital, because they can't get any generators to pump it to the treatment plant.
Whatever happened to these FEMA gen packs that we were talking about, you know, these pallets of generators that are supposedly pre-positioned across the country and can be flown in at a moment's notice?
That's a good question.
Okay.
I don't know the answer to that.
I mean, you know, they ballyhooed all of that to us, you know, in PAM and in all these other exercises and at the National Hurricane Conference, and now when we are on our knees, nothing's available.
Yep, I got you, Walter. But, you know, at this point, what we're trying to do here is to focus on making things better from this point. There'll be plenty of time for all this rhetoric later. We just need to do what we can do to improve the situation day by day. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Congress has already started hearings to try to answer the kind of questions that officials raised in that final conference call. They say they want to find out what went wrong and what went right before and after Hurricane Katrina. Daniel Zwerdling, NPR News.
There are hours of these recordings, and you can hear more of them by going to npr.org.